Grace and peace and mercy be yours. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd." People generally respect Jesus. He was certainly a good teacher, a good prophet, a good man. And though many sadly deny it, he was also true God. He claimed to be God. He accepted worship like God. He did things that only God can do. And yet some still deny that he was Emmanuel. It's a Hebrew word that means the God of creation walking among us, God with us. They might say he was a good teacher, but they won't go as far as to say he was God. I'd like to explore that with you for a moment. There are those who would say that Jesus was just not telling the truth when he said that he was God. I mean, come on, look at, you can see guys on TV these days, they'll yell, usually in a thick southern accent, "In Jesus' name," and then they ask for money. Seems to be a lot of profit in Jesus in some places. These people are getting rich off of their preaching and their antics, so some presume maybe there was just a lot of money in it for Jesus too. But would a good teacher lie? Jesus was a good teacher, and if that's true, could he also be a liar? Good teachers teach the truth. They teach to help others. They teach to make their students better people, more understanding people. A good teacher does not teach simply for profit. If Jesus was a liar, he would not have been a good teacher. Besides that, he was willing to die. One of the most vile and horrible ways mankind has ever invented to torture someone to death. It would seem unlikely that he was just lying to people. So if not a liar, others would say, well, maybe he was just mentally unstable. Maybe he really believed he was God, even though he was not. I've actually been in institutions where people have told me that they are God. Could that have been the case? A good teacher knows the truth and is able to teach and explain that truth to his students. He is wise and respected by his students. If Jesus was a good teacher, he could not have been mentally unstable. He could not have been a lunatic simply making loony claims of deity. His students, those who actually wrote much of Scripture, including John that we read from, these folks ate with him, slept and lived with him for at least 3 years. You can't live with somebody for years and not really know them. You all know your own families. You know their weaknesses, you know their faults, you know what they've said and what they've done. You know them. Jesus' students knew Jesus. They spent every moment of every day together. If Jesus had been a lunatic, they would have seen through his stories and his claims, and yet they also went to some of the most horrid and tortured deaths, refusing to recant a single word that Jesus taught. They died proclaiming Jesus to all who could hear. So if Jesus was a good teacher, could he have been a liar? Doesn't seem likely. If Jesus was a good teacher, could he have been a lunatic? No. And if not a liar and not a lunatic, you're really left with only one choice. That's the Lord. He must be Lord because he claimed to be the Lord. He must be Lord because he did things that only the Lord can do and knew things only the Lord can know. Jim Stout, he believed and confessed Jesus Christ as Lord and God. As I mentioned, I've had a number of opportunities to talk with him myself, and strangely enough, there's almost some irony in the fact that it was usually on long trips to cemeteries. But I got to know him. I came to respect him for his strength and his faith. He was a good friend to me, and like you. I miss him. This all came way too fast. Couldn't have happened at a worse time for some of us. The weather kept us apart from each other. Some of us didn't get to say those goodbyes like we would have wanted to. That may make it harder for some. He was a good friend, and like I said, I miss him just like you do. And for good reason, because I've spoken to a number of people about him. There is one consistent thing that is said constantly. He was a good man. He was an honorable man. Jim was a Christian man. And we are all gathered here today to honor that man and give praise to God for the salvation that was freely given to him through Jesus Christ our Lord. He was a good man. He said his faith was important to him. He didn't just say that because it looked good or because he got something for saying it. Jim wasn't lying when he said he was a Christian. Jim didn't get rich claiming to be a Christian. In fact, sometimes it caused him a little more grief than peace. If Jim was lying about his faith, why did he struggle with concerns over the faith of others? Why did he care what others thought or what was taught? He cared because he believed what he believed. If he wasn't lying, well then, would you dare say he was just confused, gullible, naive? Is it possible that he really didn't know what he was talking about, that he was just unstable, misinformed? I've heard people tell me that he was a good man. He displayed wisdom and thoughtfulness and care for others. Quite honestly, if you knew some of the things he did that I know, you'd respect him even more. He sometimes did things he didn't want people to know. Not because he was ashamed of it, but because he wanted the glory not to go to himself, but to God. He was a man with sound life experience, a man worth talking to. That doesn't sound like somebody who's confused. We do not enjoy being with, nor do we respect a man who walks around confused and unstable. So if he wasn't a liar and he wasn't a lunatic, then what was he? Was he like Jesus? Those of you who knew Jim well can probably attest that he was not perfect. Only God is perfect. He made mistakes. He didn't always do the right thing. Jim was like all of us. We're just all a mess. That's the human condition, being born into this sinful, this full of sin world. Those of you who know him know that. Some of you lived with him for years. Others have spent many hours with him, working with him. You know, he wasn't perfect. Only God is perfect, and James Stow was not a God and would never have claimed any such thing. But he wasn't a liar, and he wasn't a lunatic, so then what is he? Well, he was a Christian man. That's what he was. He's a man who loved his family dearly. He worried about their faith, their salvation, because he loved them and because he knew the truth. Jim knew that Jesus and Jesus alone is the good shepherd. He knew that Jesus and Jesus alone is the one and only way to heaven. He knew that Jesus and Jesus alone is the only one that can continue to protect his family and bring them together again someday. Jim knew that Jesus, the Holy Christ, the Messiah of God, is the only way, the only truth, the only light that leads to salvation. He knew his Lord. And he wanted his family and his friends to know the Lord too. He wanted that because he was a good man, because he was an honorable man, because he was a Christian man who dearly loved his family. The reason many of you are here today is because you loved and respected this Christian man. You've come here today to show that honor and love by paying your last respects for this good man. But if you really loved him and you really respected him, then you should want to have some of those same good qualities and good characteristics he had. You should want to have the good things he had and do the good kinds of things that he did. Well, he knew Jesus wasn't a liar. He knew Jesus wasn't crazy. He knew that Jesus was the Lord, and so should you. As Lord, Jesus said there is only one way to heaven. That one way is through him and him alone. All roads do not lead to heaven. Being sincere isn't good enough because you can be sincerely wrong. The truth comes from God's word. We live in a world where truth often has no real meaning or no real foundation, where there's no absolute truth, no universal truth. So much has become relative to whatever we want the truth to be. I'll tell you, there is a single, universal, ultimate truth, a truth that remains true even if no one would believe it. It is a truth that is always true for all people, in all times, in all cultures. That truth comes to us from one book, the Bible. In that book, we read of the salvation, the true salvation, that comes to those who believe. A salvation that Jim, while we sit here, now realizes. James William Stow was at peace. He got to look into the face of God, and he was not afraid. He was not ashamed. He was filled with joy because he put his faith wholly and fully on the shoulders of Jesus. What about you? You're here, so I know you loved him. You respected him. You loved and respected him because he was no fool. He had some wisdom, and you should desire that same wisdom. Where do you find it? How do you go looking for it? You don't. It's already come to you. You see, real wisdom comes from God, and you can't get there from here on your own. If God really is the God, King, Emperor of the created universe and the author of life, the creator of all that is, then he is beyond your universe. There's no way for you to get to him. There's no way for you to travel to the place where he can be found. The only way for you to encounter God is for him to come to you. We mess this world up. And there's no way we could fix that. There's no way we could make that right again. We were cut off. We were separated from God, and permanently. There's nothing we can do to fix it, to put it back. For that reason, and because God would not endure being separated from his children forever, God came to us and made things right again. God came to us and saved us. There is only one way that will allow you to ever greet him again. There's only one way, and that way is found in the Bible. It's Jesus' way. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Jim knew his shepherd. He knew what we know, that salvation comes through that one good shepherd alone. We have the peace of knowing that he's home. That may not make missing us hurt any less, but it can give us that comfort of knowing he's home. He's safe. His struggles, his trials, they're done. His work here on earth is done. He remained faithful to the end. And he has heard those powerful words, those same powerful, tender words that all those who believe will hear someday. Jim has heard the voice of God as he said, "Welcome home, good and faithful servant. Enter into glory." Amen.